Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Happy Tuesday there. 10th of August, what's on your mind, huh?
Are you going to talk that way the whole show? Or
you know, it's funny. My sister's been staying with me for like 6 days, and she's from California, but she was born and raised in Minneapolis and Fargo. And, you know, Cabot, yeah, and we're going over to our friend's lake, Cabot. And there you go. She's
a bit of an
influence. Okay. She has a bit of an influence on the accent as she lives with you for 4 or 5 days.
Dude, my cousin moved from Minnesota to Louisiana, and the very next Christmas, she already had the twang thing. And
Did she?
You're from Minnesota. What happened to you?
Dude, after 3 years in Texas, I had the same thing. I moved to California. Going, where are y'all from?
I lived in North Carolina. I came back to Minnesota, and everybody's like, come on, Todd, talk for us.
Talk normal. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. It's Mike Lindell, where the Cyber Symposium kicks off this morning. The stream is underway at frankspeech.com. If you've questioned or wondered about the evidence in the election fraud of 2020, frankspeech.com. If you want to know more about the election fraud of 2020, frankspeech.com. Log on now, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. The symposium is going on in Sioux Falls. Crystal Lopez is down there. We've got, there's a number of friends of mine that are in the media, Sioux Falls media, that are a couple of friends of mine in Sioux Falls media that are there. We've got eyes on this. So we're watching it. But again, thanks to Mike and the team at MyPillow. They want to give back to our listeners. They simply do that by going to promo code, going to MyPillow.com and enter that promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, when you go to checkout. And it doesn't matter if you're talking mattress toppers, premium pillows, the robes, the towels, the slippers, the dog beds, even the pet beds. Fantastic. And the weighted blanket. I had our buddy Chris Berg tell me about how great the weighted blanket is. So if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, find what you like. The buy one, get one offers are everywhere. But don't forget that promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Or you can call them 800-506-9028 for the great specials as well with the same promo code. That's how you do that. At MyPillow.com. Ron Ness, welcome back, my man. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just great, and early birthday to you, Kevin. I know you're
Thanks,
throwing a
buddy.
Big bash this weekend. That's really cool, and if you keep talking like that, you may not get to that magical age, but that's just saying.
The birthday's a week from today, but the party's on Saturday.
Thanks for you.
And you guys are both invited.
Actually, we're Scott's moving his daughter to college this week. I moved one to Bozeman last week, and I'm moving one to NDSU next week. So you're kind of hitting me right in between. So otherwise,
you got to move one to NDSU, and you just drop by Kevin's place while you're up.
Got to keep one in the mix. So good morning, everyone. Here's what I got today, Todd. You should really not listen to the show if you don't care about agriculture, energy, politics, or hunting. Because that's what we've got in the next 2 hours.
So at least one item grabs everybody.
I'm thinking so. And we have got just an all-star lineup today, headlined by our in-studio guest, my good friend, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who's going to join us in a few minutes here. And then we have got John Haru with the EERC. He's one of the smart guys and just a really good longtime friend. But this guy knows more about energy, really, and the energy future that we have. And EERC, of course, is at the leader in the world of working on energy and making sure that we have it every day, everywhere. Followed that, Jeb Williams, the Chief of Wildlife, is going to give us a hunting outlook. What Kelly and I don't cover. I mean, Kelly and I are pretty much probably going to cover it all anyways. But so Jeb's got the data.
Just a figurehead kind of guy. Yeah. It's like, we should have a game and fish.
He's here for the science.
We already know it. But
Kelly and I got the ground game going. And then, of course, all things agriculture, our Ag Commissioner Doug Goring is going to come in and talk. I think everybody's so interested, not only in the drought issues today on the ground, but what does this mean for next year? And, you know, we can send a lot of relief, either COVID relief or other relief, but that doesn't make your grass grow next year. It doesn't fill your water streams next year for your herd. So, lots of big issues to discuss with Commissioner Gorin. I think a lot of big challenges coming our way in North Dakota. So with that, Todd and Kevin, it's great to be here. I did make one of those grave morning mistakes today. I turned on the national news. And about 10 minutes of that wants you to just go back to bed and cower down for a while. Let's see, there was a random knifings and shootings in our city's largest in our country's largest cities, just walking along, just knifing people. And then, of course, you've got COVID again is all incumbents on everything. You've got the incredible spending that Kelly and I are going to talk a little bit in the new budget. Biden budget plan, but just really, it's really, really
we need
depressing.
To print more money when we need more money, right? That's all you got to do is fire up the machine and go ahead and hit print.
Well, it just seems to be the mantra of what where we're headed and how they want to make us conform. And I think Americans across the board, and you know, I look at energy prices and energy costs, and I know when I go to parties. Birthday parties and wherever, people hit me about gas prices, about energy prices. And last night, I had a 10-year-old's birthday party. I got hit about gas prices, and I got hit about this. So that inflationary...
You think that'd be the one time you can get away from the topic.
That inflationary concept is starting to really sink in with people, and I just think that when they come out with a $3.5 trillion budget that's really targeted towards just more payments... people are going to get, not that they're not already fired up, but just the overall challenges that we have in this country right now, it seems like I just need to leave that news off a little more at my house.
Was it the 10-year-old who asked you about gas prices? Because that's a pretty sophisticated. I have a 13-year-old and 11-year-old.
I was young and gas was $1.99.
You know, I'm always thinking.
You were only 9 back then.
So the first thing I do this morning when I'm driving to work, I look at the price of gas, and it's $3.19. I'm thinking, you know, it's really not that bad considering you're paying $75 for a board of OSB or something like that. The wood cost and everything else, but really.
Well, we did get a little spoiled when it was under $2. I mean, we kind of enjoyed that period of time and would love to stay there, but.
We did, but I actually have a chart that shows.
Well, the put us back there then?
Pre-Bakken, we were pushing $4. 2006, 2007. We had been there for a number of years.
We don't want to get back to that.
What we did in this country. By becoming energy dominant and lowering the energy prices, which makes all of the rest of the economy click. And we have decided as a country, I guess, to step back from that energy dominance. And likewise, we're going to pay more for our energy and we're going to pay more for other goods. And we've seen the market.
Did we decide to step back from energy dominance, or did we just make decisions that resulted in stepping back from energy dominance?
I think that you made a vastly better statement there, Todd. But until American consumers stand up and
because the second start somebody shouting, gets quoted as saying we need to step back from energy dominance, they're finished.
Well, we had,
I was about to say nobody's that stupid, but I just realized that's not true. So
we're producing 2 million barrels less a day as our world consumption continues to increase. So we've done that through policy choices and some of the things that are just putting the brakes on in terms of energy development. And we look here in North Dakota and, you know.
Somebody's teeing it up for 2024 is what they're doing.
Great River. The Coal Creek Station got saved, but North Dakota saved that plant. And a tremendous amount of work by our state leaders and others, but ultimately entrepreneurs stepped up and saved that. But if that doesn't happen, literally one-third of our electric supply in North Dakota, our reliable, affordable electric supply, is off the grid a year from now. So that's just not going to happen everywhere across the country.
And Minnesota still can't figure out why they don't have power in the wintertime and stuff, because we can't have it from coal.
Ew. Now you're getting. You're firing me
can
up.
Can you
Todd,
hear so. Me back in 1810?
We'll talk a little bit about those things with Congressman Armstrong. But John Haru, EERC assembled a group of all of the state energy leaders and state leaders in Grand Forks last week, and there was just some tremendous discussions about the fact that we need all of these energy sources. We need to continue to look at hydrogen, but we cannot. We cannot give up on coal. We cannot give up on all the jobs and the importance of coal. And we cannot give our energy dominance to the rest of the world who are not going to make clean energy. And I feel that all we have to do is just continue to strive to make that Bakken barrel just a little bit cleaner than everybody else's barrel. And that's what the American energy consumer wants. I think that's what the next generation wants. And we have to work at it. But in North Dakota, we can do that. But we can't. we can't just let these bad decisions on the federal level or be forcing these companies out of business. And people are after that. That's what people seem to want. And, of course, the electrical vehicle, great. People want electric vehicles, but, got to be. Where are you going to put that big charging station everywhere? And Congressman Armstrong can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I would just say there's two sides to that. One, like when we're talking about the methane CRA at the federal level and all of this draconian regulation that's being pushed by the Biden administration and Speaker Pelosi particularly, I say that a lot. I'm like, consumers are demanding this. I'm like, listen, whether you love oil companies or hate oil companies, they're pretty good at giving people what they want. Like that, I mean, and need. But also at the same time, we're going to have to reframe some of that out here. I mean, we have these huge, North Dakota produces a lot of things they don't consume here. It's kind of our shtick. But we have to be able to adapt to what consumers want and not conflate that with what the federal government's trying to regulate.
Well said, John.
So we're going to be able to charge up all these new EVs that come up without using coal. That's going to happen, right?
No, we will talk about that after the break.
Okay.
And, cow parts, I think, is what powers the cow parts, isn't it? So those are bad.
Yes.
800-228-0550. Bring it. Kelly Armstrong next.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. And then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition. Hard to believe we're a third of the way through August already. Man, oh man. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel, DAKDiesel.com. Got you covered for your big rig. If you're off the road, they'll get you back on, I tell you. And if you're on there, they'll keep you on there. And I tell you, with all the things going on, when your rig is out of commission, that's money out of your pocket. And you don't want that. You can count on the... They live for this. CGN, they live for diesel vehicle maintenance, and they're fast,
They're efficient. They're on budget. No surprises. One owner grew up in the auto trade repair industry with CJ there, and specifically working and him working on diesel vehicle repairs all his life. He brings 20-plus years of experience to every job. The additives and things they have, too. Lots of questions to get answered. Call Dak Diesel today, 701-258-5011. We love him, 701-258-5011. And it's online at DakDiesel.com. It's 271-258-5011. Tell them the What's On Your Mind crew sent you. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennon today on What's On Your Mind, 21 past. Good morning there, Ronnie.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. And we have Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us for the next two segments, actually. And we would encourage your calls and questions, 1-800-258-0550. That's 1-800-258-0550. Congressman Armstrong, welcome. Good morning. Back from Washington this week. So what's going on in the big city of D.C. these days?
Well, it was definitely time for us to get out of town for a little bit. There was pretty heated. You know, we could wear masks, or we had to wear. We could not wear masks, and we had to wear masks, and we could wear masks when we were We had to wear masks when we were sitting, but we could take them off when they were talking. But no matter what, you only have to wear them on the south side of the Capitol complex because this House and the Senate are controlled by different people. The brand new chief of police sent out a 2-page letter. The first three paragraphs were explaining how dangerous the health concerns were, and then immediately said, but this policy is only enforced on the House side, but not the Senate side.
Because COVID, because there's more people in the House.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, it's D.C., so law enforcement, everything is politically
driven. You don't have as many people in the Senate. So you don't have as...
And that was my frustration. Listen, I mean, there's a lot of problems with the Capitol Police Force in leadership, not the rank and file guys. Those men and women are fantastic. But when you spend 3 paragraphs explaining the health emergency, and then in the 4th paragraph you immediately say, but it only applies to half of your jurisdiction, you've already lost me before the rest of the thing. And it's just, it's fascinating. So it was good to get out of town. Fences are down, which is great. Razor wire is down, which is great. There's no more lawn or National Guard. There's some there, but they're not out patrolling, which is great. And that's one of the things that I'm really, really concerned about is, one, we have to make sure that we protect the people who work there, my staff, people who cover it, the press, people who visit it. Those are all really important things. But we have to do it in a way where we don't wall the place off, because the best thing about the Capitol complex is it's the center of democracy in the free world. And if anybody from North Dakota decides to visit it, they have freedom of movement when they're there. And that's really important that we make sure we keep that.
Kelly, if a North Dakotan's coming to Washington, D.C., can they come to your office now and visit you?
It's a lot more complicated. You have to check in and get an exemption from the Sergeant-at-Arms, who works for Speaker Pelosi, and deal all of that. But we've started to have, right in July, we started to have more office visits, and there's been some high school groups there, which are my favorite things. But we needed to get back to regular order, and just unfortunately, I'm not sure that's going to happen until the next election. A lot of these decisions are being made because the Speaker has a 3-vote majority, and this isn't about that. It's about maintaining control and making sure that for the next 18 months they can pass their agenda, and a lot of this is driven by that. It's not driven by science. We know that.
Kelly, one of the things that you've been involved in is a little off the normal North Dakota beat, but you've been involved in this big tech discussion and debate in Congress. You want to give us a little backdrop on that and where you think that's going, and what's really the key issue?
Yeah, well, the key issue is, I think just the key issue, with the exception of the East Indian Trading Company, I am not sure that, you know, Google, Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft aren't the four most powerful companies in the history of the world. And it does matter to everybody in North Dakota. We consume almost all of our news. There's a lot of people listening to this online. There will be, and all of those things. And it's a competition issue as much as it is anything else. It's I say this a lot, and people have heard me say it. No matter how big Google gets, they're not going to cover the Dickinson Rough Rider American Legion baseball team. And so when we have local news and other things trying to compete in an area where the vast majority of people read that stuff on their platforms and they see no benefit from that, that has long-term consequences to how we use, consume information. That's before you talk about censorship and 230 and all of the other issues. And at the same time, the Democrats want to use big tech to throw out the consumer welfare standard
economy-wide. The consumer welfare standard has served this country pretty well for 200 years. It's how we deal with things. Big doesn't always mean bad. And these companies aren't all terrible either. There are companies in North Dakota that wouldn't be there where they were without Google's support. There are most people host their web stuff on Amazon servers. So we have to make sure we do it. And then we fundamentally have to deal with it in the place where Washington is always really bad at something. In the history of trying to regulate big business in Washington, regardless if it's healthcare or banking or the oil industry or pick anything, when have we not hurt small business worse? We really have to recognize that really large companies have entire buildings full of lawyers and accountants and regulatory compliance. We saw it with Dodd-Frank. You've talked to any banker in North Dakota. They were all supposed to essentially be exempt from Dodd-Frank. They never were, and the cost of compliance was just compounded on every one of our local banks compared to a Wells Fargo or those types of issues. So doing it smart, making sure we're holding them accountable, creating more competition in that space is going to be the best way to go move forward, in my opinion.
We've got a caller, John in Washburn, has a comment or a question on masks. John, are you with us?
Yeah. Good morning. I was just wondering, my grandkids are going to be going back to school pretty soon, and are they going to be forced to wear the unscientific and unhealthy masks?
John, I have not seen any discussion on that. I know in the Bismarck School District there has not been a discussion about that, and I have not seen. You're going to have to ask the folks at on your school board and your superintendents.
But I think that's a really important point, right, for how everybody has felt, anybody has particularly dealt with it. You've got to really appreciate the North Dakota model that allows it to go to local control and local communities. And we even saw that during the last time. And listen, the 18 months have frustrated people all across the board. But the last thing you want us doing from the federal government is mandating that nationwide. So I think everybody's concerned about it, but I think we can at least hold a little hope and heart in that you'll be able to have those conversations locally.
John, any other further comments on that? But I do think that the local school boards and local superintendents are going to be making those decisions across North Dakota.
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Kelly, one of the big issues is you've been traveling across North Dakota, and we're going to have Commissioner Goring on, but is seriously the drought issue and what's going to be forthcoming. What are you hearing across the state of North Dakota that Agriculture Commissioner Goring is not going to tell us?
I think anything I say that Commissioner Goring will know better than I am, but what I'm hearing is it's real dry. Real dry everywhere. We're going to start seeing, and there's two sides to this. There's a production agriculture side of this, and there's a livestock side of it. And we're continuing to do the monitoring and be able to do whatever we can. But the other thing, I think two things about this drought that make it really bad is, one, it started really, really early, and two, it's everywhere, south and west. It's the whole state and all the way to the ocean, all the way to the Mexican border. So that's the two things about this drought that have made it real tough.
Right, we're going to come back and talk with Clint in Bismarck after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or can text 701-226-8503. More What's in Your Mind on the way next. Stand by.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, masks, and forced vaccinations on Stinchfield tonight, 7 p.m. Central, as he exposes the dangers to you and your family. Over 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. RTC, Dactel, NDTC, NCC, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, AT&T, Dish, Fubo. Check your cable guide. But remember, Newsmax is not carried by Medco. It's true, Medco carries 11 liberal news channels but won't carry Newsmax. Many Medco customers are letting Medco know they're switching services to get Newsmax. So call Medco and let them know you can do that too. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app. I watched Stinchfield and love it on Newsmax. You should too. Tune in and find out why Newsmax is the fourth highest cable-rated news channel in America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks, the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's on your mind is the question. 800-228-0550, the number 800-228-0550. Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota. I'll tell you what, looking at wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Wind energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners in 2019, 36 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees. Stand United Wind Energy across North Dakota. Most abundant and permanent natural resource. More info at ndforallenergy.org, ndforallenergy.org. We're out with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness sitting in for Scott Hennin today. We've got lots going on.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It seems to me like since I was here last, Todd has upped his bumper music game a little bit. I was a little concerned about that.
I don't get credit on that one.
By the way, I want to dedicate that.
They took away the bumper music role from you, Todd.
Well, we got to dedicate
the Kevin thing.
All right, we've got some powers here.
Hold on, I just got to say one thing, Ron. We got to dedicate that. I won't back down. Tom Petty to Mike Lindell, My Pillow. We've had a lot of calls and emails about the cyber symposium going on in Sioux Falls that he's live streaming started about 33 minutes ago. They have been hacked. They're having technical issues. A hack took down the streaming company. They're trying to get a new company up. Mike Lindell texted our friend Scott Hennin and said, Big Brother is alive and well, so we're working on getting that up.
There's one predominant company in Sioux Falls. We all know the name. It's been one of those that's been mentioned when we mentioned about that Newsmax and, you know, 11 liberal channels and no conservative ones, but nobody gets a free plug in the show.
Why would that not be the company they sign up?
All right, boys, we got questions for the congressman here. We're running out of time, but I think that's very relevant back to your big tech talk there, Kelly, that this is happening more and more across North Dakota now.
Well, and the other answer is, too, when we talk about grid reliability and resiliency, and we talk about whether it doesn't matter if it's coal power, natural gas power, wind power, we've all known we need to modernize and update our grid. But when you start talking about interoperability and intraoperability, sometimes your modernization and your cybersecurity are not cohesive, right? The more things talk to each other, the more farther down the chain the hack happens. So we've been having a lot of these conversations on energy and commerce about how do you do this and protect cybersecurity at the same time.
All right, Clinton Bismarck has a comment question about a per mile vehicle tax. Clint, are you with us?
Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, I am. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Hello. Okay. I was just wondering what the congressman's take was on this per-mile vehicle tax.
Well, I've staked this out for a long time, even when I was in the North Dakota legislature. There's two things we do in North Dakota, which is why you get a little frustrated with the gas tax. We drive pickups because we have to. It's part of our life. We're not some suburban family driving one because they think we look it cool. We need it. And two, we drive a lot of miles. So any of these kind of conversations double dip North Dakota citizens. And so I'm not in favor of them. Now, I will say, like, if there's per mile vehicle taxes on electric vehicles and that helps them paying their share of road repair, I support that because you don't have a gas tax in the same way. But as far as it goes from the Senate bill and what that language looks like, well, I mean, when they pass the bill and it gets to the point where it's going to come to the House, we'll take a real close look at it.
Thank you very much, Clint. More to be seen later on that. I think it's still just a discussion topic. Now we have Bob in Fargo. A question for Congressman Armstrong. Bob?
Good morning, Congressman. Hope you're having a good day.
I'm having a great day.
That's good. Got a question for you. Now, we pay road tax. We have to pay tax to go and drive on these roads now. Why do we have to have an infrastructure thing where they have to go and borrow all these trillions of dollars? It's unreal. Then you got this, basically, you got two bozos and our senators that basically sit there and they're approving something that only 20-some percent is going to actually for infrastructure. Everything's going for support value thing that they voted for that's going to raise our taxes to the point where the self-employment tax and everything else is going to go through the roof. And the bottom line, who's all going to benefit from it? People that don't pay tax and the people that basically are immigrants that we're bringing in here that are infecting the heck out of us and everything else. You guys either do your job or we should replace you guys. That's the bottom line.
Congressman, Bob's frustration with the spending amount, I think, is the bottom line. But the infrastructure bill, obviously, a lot of discussion about the roads and bridges in North Dakota that the gas tax doesn't cover anymore. But thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, one, that's it, right? And Ron knows this from when I was in the legislature. I wish we could put inflators on things so you didn't have these fights. Whenever you put a hard number on anything, it's worth less the day after you pass it than the day you pass it. But when it comes to all of these different issues, listen, I didn't vote for any of President Trump's budgets either. I think the $30 trillion in debt we have is one of the biggest crises we're facing, and I get frustrated with lots of people in D.C., regardless of what letters behind their name, based on these issues, because I just don't think we talk about it enough, and I don't think we really fascinate what it is. A very good friend of mine once told me that the best way to do this is make it. Part of the problem here is nobody knows what $1 trillion is. I mean, we all know $1 trillion, but conceptualizing it is very interesting. A trillion seconds ago, there were woolly mammoths walking around the earth. Saber-toothed tigers. Like, that's how far back a trillion seconds is. And we have $30 trillion in debt. We are working ourselves into a situation where that is just going to be unsustainable. And listen, if they pass this $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure package, combined with, we were talking earlier about, like, supply chain issues, whether it's chips for vehicles, windshields for boats, produce, cost of goods. Inflation's going to be here, and you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take a Democratic economist's word that it isn't. All you have to do is look at money markets and where they're putting their money. These aren't political decisions for them. This is for guys to make money for their customers, their clients, and they're as heavy into real estate as they've been in a very, 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 very long time, and they're when your money market guys are locking their money in for 30 years at 3%, that tells you they think inflation is coming.
Thanks, Congressman Keith. We're going to jump over to you. You have a question for Congressman Armstrong this morning? Keith, are you out there? Okay. We will we'll get a text message or a note from Keith, and I'll ask the question for him if he wants to. So, Kelly, I think to Bob's point, it seems like we've been talking about an infrastructure bill for a long, long time in this country. President Trump had it on the top of his agenda, and we all want good roads. We all want good bridges. But all of the extras in this bill, there's $8.5 billion in it for electric vehicles, and that's really a confirmation for all of us to go towards the president's goal of electric vehicles, not my choice as a consumer. So what are you hearing from North Dakotans across the state?
Yeah, North Dakotans are frustrated. I'm glad. I have access. Well, first of all, I've been in Congress for 2.5 years,
And I've had 140 weeks of infrastructure week. So it's been infrastructure week every time. And listen, this bill and what it looks like, I always explain to people the difference of the dynamics in the Senate and the House. They're voting on it this morning, so amendment process is just wrapped up. So once it's done, I think one thing we got to recognize is Speaker Pelosi said she's not even taking it up unless she has the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure chaser behind it. So this isn't going to happen quickly. It's not going to be there, and I'm not sure if they have the votes for the second part in the Senate. So we'll just continue to watch it, know what's in it, and work our way forward.
Dick, do you have a question for Congressman Armstrong?
Are you, Dick, are you there? Go ahead, Dick.
Is there anything we can do about Chinese ownership of farmland at the end of the
day? Yeah, actually, there's a bicameral bill on that right now. I'm on it. It's being led. It's China's the issue. I mean, in a lot of ways, China comes, whether you're big tech, whether you're all of this. So, yeah, we have a bill to disallow that, different things, too. I mean, universities taking money from the Communist Party of China to do their research. There's three or four of these bills floating around. Got a lot of Republican support. We're working harder to get more Democratic support and see if we can get these things actually moved.
Congressman, you're right. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was here, and he said all eyes on China all the time. That's what he worries about going to bed at night. And for us to give them more power in the terms of energy, reliance on energy, and any of those things. So, Nate in Fargo, question for our congressman.
Good morning, Representative Armstrong. How are you, man?
I'm good.
It's always good to hear your voice on the show. I really love what you always have to say. I want to go back and talk about the debt a little bit. First of all, I would like to, Bill Gates and Bezos and Bloomberg are teaming up for a joint venture to drill in Greenland for 1.4 million worth of rare natural resources. What's going to happen to America? It sounds like Janet Yellen wanted to raise the debt ceiling so we can borrow more money. What's going to happen when countries will no longer borrow us money? We owe China, I think everybody thinks we owe China trillions of dollars. I think we only owe them $1.1 trillion. What's going to happen when nobody borrows us money anymore and we have to start selling off our debts to people who join a joint venture like Bezos and Bloomberg and buy up the U.S. debt, and there's no longer a constitution and it's what they want America to be? How big of a threat is that? How close are we to that threat?
Well, I think our debt's the biggest national security threat we face. I think it's something we don't deal with. Nate, thanks for asking the question. I think within 6 years, the interest on the debt, we'll spend more on the interest on the debt than we do on our military. I mean, factor that in, and depending on how you do the metrics, I mean, obviously all of that. But I will say this, the biggest holder of American debt is America. That's how it works. But you bring up an interesting question about Greenland, because this is one of those places where when you have a wife from Norway and you really represent all of that, and you have the easternmost Air Force base on the northern border, and we talk about China all of the time, but the rare earth mineral, part of the problem with rare earth minerals is they're all controlled by Russia and China. I mean, the vast majority of them. And so this is where, you know, looking forward, I mean, Space Force for as much, I mean, that frontier and how we deal with the rare earth minerals in the Arctic Ocean and our allies in the eastern part is going to be a really huge deal. But that's, I mean, we could get back into talking about why we are having concerns with big tech. And I think just who you're talking about being able to invest in those types of projects is where we have to really do it. But I always appreciate it when people actually call and ask about the debt, because it's something that doesn't come up as much as I think it should. So thanks for that, Nate.
Okay, we're going to jump to Tom in Jamestown. Question for our Congressman Tom.
I appreciate, first of all, I'd like to say, Congressman Armstrong, I really appreciate the fact that you have put the national debt front and center.
Tom, we're going to run out of time here. You got about 10 seconds to ask your question.
Oh, that's not near enough. Can you hold me over?
Yep, we can hold you over.
All right.
All right, we're going to be back after these messages. Thank you for all the callers today. We've got the phone lines filling up, Kelly. It's great to be able to answer the questions from the people of North Dakota.
More What's in Your Mind on the way. Stand by.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind Energy. A permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Tuesday, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Usually Scotty gets to be the one making you hungry. My job today, all across the neighborhood, Valley City, exit 292, I-94, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. And that's just not a frozen pot pie that they throw into the oven. This is all home. If you had the chicken pot pie they have is as big as a Frisbee. It's fantastic. Harwood's got meatball dinner tonight, West Main Avenue in West Fargo. It's got Salisbury Steak as well as 12th Avenue North. 205 NP Avenue's got the homemade tater tot hot dish. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. They heard my call, Todd. They heard my call because that's my stop. So I know what I'm having for lunch today. And Yulin's got tacos today. And by the way, in August, any fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. So my wife will be getting her large Coca-Cola out of the fountain at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
It's What's on Your Mind, and Ron Ness is in. Good to have you back, buddy, for Scotty today. Scotty's delivering his daughter for college down at ASU. So he'll be out
ASU
for
/ University of Mary. Let me get that in there.
That's
by
right.
The way.
Yeah,
so our friends at the University of Mary have made it possible to get an education, a great education. So at the U of Arizona. So
if I took about 6 months worth of classes at ASU, I can consider myself a Sun Devil, right?
There you go. So Kevin, quick update on the symposium in Sioux Falls.
Right now, the Mike Lindell Cyber Symposium at frankspeech.com has been hacked. Believe it or not, they hacked the streaming company that they were using. They are working on getting it up right now. The representatives and the people that are there, I know Kevin Kramer's got staff there as chief of staff. There's other representatives that other staff there. They're there. They're seeing the evidence. They're seeing who needs to see it. But we haven't seen the stream yet because, boy, Big Brother is alive and well, says Mike. But right now they've been set. They're trying to get it
right. See if Crystal can get us a head count down there and how many people are attending that event.
Yeah.
Got a board full of calls here for Congressman Armstrong, and we're gonna jump to Ryan and Minot. But first, I have one really important infrastructure text here from a listener. During February 8th, during the big drop in electricity and the ERCOT issue, Coal Creek Station at Underwood produced more energy than all of the MISO system that we all rely on for energy in this entire region. So the importance of that facility, that is critical American energy infrastructure, affordable, reliable energy. And those of us in Bismarck know what happened when our electricity went out and my 18-year-old daughter called and she couldn't get out the garage door to go to school. It was a crisis moment in my house, and I can't imagine. That was a 45-minute event with Capital Electric with no notice. Can you imagine having weeks or days without electricity, Kelly?
And we have a hundred years at least of lignite here in East Central North Dakota. And listen, you and I are oil and gas guys, and we love ourselves some natural gas, wind, solar, all of those things. We can talk about it all day long, but nothing is as reliable and steady on price and producing energy as coal. It's just the truth. It has to be a part of our future. And I don't care how many people from an ideological spectrum, from the ideological left, want to shut it down. Here's what I know. We'll be burning more coal in 10 years than we are now in the world because it's so cheap and it's so reliable, and whether you're developing countries. My problem is what happens in the meantime to our communities and the churn that happens in the business, because the last thing we want in the energy business and the ag business is more consolidation.
Well, and my concern would be is once you shut down a plant like this, we can't build a pipeline. Can you imagine trying to build a new coal plant? So, Ryan in Minot, do you have a question for Congressman Armstrong? We're going to be quick here. We've got about 5 minutes. So, Ryan in Minot, are you there?
Structure. Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to talk about the infrastructure and all this stuff. These two guys in the Senate representing North Dakota, what an absolute disappointment they have been. At what point is enough? We just keep spending money in this country, and nobody does anything. And the people that we put in office to stop this and actually be conservative just keep voting along with these Democrats. And it's like having a credit card. We just keep putting more on it and putting more on it and putting more on it. At what point are we going to have adults representing our country going to pay the bill down instead of adding more and adding more? I'm so sick of these people representing this state and this country. Who
All right, Ryan, I think we got your point. We're going to move on so we get to the other callers here. Well, Congressman,
on the Republican side, I'm on the Republican Study Committee, and I'm on the Steering Committee, and that's the conservative group in the House, and we are obviously going to oppose raising the debt ceiling. And this is what I told to my own Republican members in the House. I said, this is all great when we're in the minority, but we have to oppose it in a way that holds us accountable when we win back the majority in 2 years, because what will happen is we'll say in the minority, we'll oppose it. But then when we win the majority back, we do the same thing. So I told the Republicans, my own colleagues in the House, that I'm only going to support a position that we take that holds us accountable when we win the majority back, because that's what happens far too often in Washington, D.C. So I agree on the debt. Like I was just saying, a million seconds is 31 days. A billion seconds is 31 years. A trillion seconds is 31,709 years. So multiply that by essentially 30,
It's a million years. I mean, when you put it into those types of things and try and get it so people can recognize it, I think it becomes more and more important.
Well, and I think to both your points is what's happening is there's so much money out there. Now you're starting to force markets. You're starting to force the coal industry out with money, either subsidizing, you know, the electric vehicle infrastructure now, which ultimately is going to be, you know, provided by coal. We are going to run out of time with Congressman Armstrong this morning. We've got Glenn and Tom and Grand Forks and Jamestown, and I'd be happy to take your questions after the congressman departs us this morning. But, Kelly, thank you so much. Obviously, we've got to do this again. We had a board full of questions, all good things. So we didn't even get to talk hunting. That is a real disappointment.
Well, you have Jeb coming on, so can you ask him if he's seen EHD already?
I will ask him.
I don't want...
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.